GCSE Economics, Mastering Demand. Intro music fades in and out. Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE Economics StudyCast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental concepts in economics, demand. What is it? Why does it matter? And most importantly, how can you secure top marks in the exam on this topic? By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll be able to distinguish your shifts from your movements, understand elasticity, and know exactly what examiners are looking for. So grab a notebook and let's get ready to master consumer behavior. Core concepts. First things first, what do we mean by demand in economics? It's not just about wanting something. I might want a private jet, but unless I have the money to buy it, I'm not part of the demand for jets. This is a key distinction examiners look for. Effective demand is the desire for a good or service backed by the ability and willingness to pay for it. Always use the term effective demand to show you understand this. This leads us to the law of demand. It's simple but powerful. It states that as the price of a product falls, the quantity demanded will usually increase, and as the price rises, the quantity demanded will fall. This assumes ceteris paribus, a fancy Latin phrase meaning all other things being equal. We show this relationship on a diagram called the demand curve. Picture a graph. The vertical y-axis is labeled price, and the horizontal x-axis is quantity. The demand curve slopes downwards from left to right, showing that inverse relationship. A top tip for exams. Always, always label your axes correctly. It's an easy mark to win and a silly one to lose. Now, for the most critical part and where many candidates slip up, the difference between a movement along the demand curve and a shift of the demand curve. A movement is only ever caused by one thing, a change in the price of the product itself. If a coffee shop drops the price of a latte from £3 to £2.50, we see a movement down the demand curve. More people will buy it. The quantity demanded increases. If the price goes up, it's a movement up the curve. The key phrase is change in quantity demanded. A shift, on the other hand, is a total change in demand at every price level. The whole curve moves either to the right, an increase in demand, or to the left, a decrease in demand. This is caused by a change in any factor other than the price. To remember these factors, use the brilliant mnemonic, PACIFIC. Let's quickly break that down. P is for population. A growing population means more consumers, shifting demand for most goods to the right. A is for advertising. A successful marketing campaign increases consumer desire, shifting demand to the right. S for substitutes. These are rival products. If the price of Pepsi goes up, the demand for its substitute, Coca-Cola, will increase, shifting Coke's demand curve to the right. I is for income. For normal goods, as your income rises, you demand more of them. Think more holidays or meals out. The curve shifts right. But for inferior goods, like budget own brand products, as your income rises, you demand less of them, so the curve shifts left. F is for fashion and trends. A product becoming fashionable causes a huge shift to the right. Think of the latest viral gadget or clothing trend. I is for interest rates. If interest rates go up, borrowing becomes more expensive, so demand for big ticket items like cars or houses, which are often bought on credit, will fall. The curve shifts left. And finally, C is for complements. These are goods used together, like a phone and a phone case. If the price of a new phone falls, demand for its complementary good, the case, will rise. The curve for cases shifts right. So to recap, a price change causes a movement, while a specific factor causes a shift. Getting this right is crucial for high marks. Exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk exam technique. Examiners frequently test the movement versus shift distinction. In a question, if you see the price of the product itself changing, you talk about a change in quantity demanded and a movement along the curve. If you see a change in income or a news report about a product, you talk about a change in demand and a shift of the curve. Using this precise language will get you credit. Another key area is price elasticity of demand, or PED. This measures how responsive quantity demanded is to a change in price. The formula, which you should state in your answer to get method marks, is percentage change in quantity demanded divided by percentage change in price. A common mistake is getting the formula upside down. Remember, it's quantity on top. If the PED value is greater than 1, demand is elastic. It's very responsive to price changes like luxury items. If it's less than 1, it's inelastic, not responsive like petrol or medicine. If it's exactly 1, it's unit elastic. For evaluation questions, which ask you to assess or evaluate, don't just describe the concepts, make a judgment. For example, which factor is having the biggest impact on demand and why? Is the shift in demand significant? Using phrases like the most important factor is will help you access those top level marks.
Quickfire recall quiz.
All right, time for a quickfire quiz to test your retrieval. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer.
1. What is the mnemonic for the factors that shift the demand curve?
Pause.
Pacific. 2. A fall in the price of a good causes a movement along the demand curve or a shift?
Pause.
A movement along the curve. 3. What is the term for goods that are bought and used together?
Pause.
Complements. 4. If PED is 0.5, is demand elastic or inelastic?
Pause.
Inelastic, because the value is less than 1.
How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen again.
Summary and sign off.
So, that's our deep dive into demand. We've covered that effective demand is desire plus ability to pay. We know the law of demand means price and quantity move in opposite directions. We've mastered the crucial difference between a movement caused by price and a shift caused by specific factors. And we've touched on PED to measure responsiveness.
Remember to use the precise language, draw your diagrams clearly, and always apply the concepts to the specific business or market in the exam question.
You've got this! Thanks for listening to the GCSE Economics StudyCast. Join us next time for our episode on supply.
Outro music fades in.